What's up, guys? Welcome back to the 3 of 7 podcast. You get a solo episode with yours truly today. Just me. Yep, old Chad. I'm here in my home office. The rest of the crew is out doing something. I don't know what the rest of the crew's doing, you know. Chili, nobody knows what the crap Chili does. Blake's probably piddling around on QuickBooks or something, and I'm sitting here recording a podcast for you guys because I'm not going to be around next week. We're not going to be together next Wednesday doing Team PT as usual. We got a little thing that came up in our schedule. When you guys, or while you guys, if you're listening to this shortly after it releases on the podcast interwebs, while you're listening to this, I am probably going to be, Lord willing, about 2.5 days deep into a 250-mile foot race called the Cocodona, or Cocodona. I don't know how the crap you call it. Cocodona 250 out in Arizona. This will be the longest distance by far that I have ever attempted to run. I'm really looking forward to a new challenge. There's been tons of questions that people have asked me about this, and how are you going to sleep, and how are you going to do this, and how, you know, what this and that, and you know, really, to be honest with you, I don't know. I've never ran 250 miles before, so especially in the high desert wilderness of Arizona. Went to Arizona one time for about 24 hours to do a speaking thing for Turning Point USA. Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember that. When I got on stage with my little short running shorts on and everybody had a fit about it, that was pretty cool. But anyways, we're going back to do this race. It traverses most of the state from south to north, starting just above Phoenix and going and finishing up in Flagstaff. And so I want to talk to you guys about a few things that are, I guess, have been on my mind, or things that might help you out if you have a big challenge coming up, or maybe you've kicked around the idea of doing some, you know, epic thing like this hopefully turns out to be, but maybe you feel overwhelmed and you don't know where to start. I'm just going to talk to you guys about a couple of things and where I'm at right now. I don't know, three, four days away from starting this thing. Anyways, let's talk about what you need. I made a little list right here. What do you actually need to go and do something crazy like this if you want to challenge yourself and do something that you've never done before, which this I have never done before, so... What do you actually need? What really matters? What has mattered to me? All right, starting with number one, the first thing that you need. I've got all these boxes checked. What do you actually need? You need a healthy body. All right, you need a healthy body. That's the first thing you need. Sounds pretty simple, right? But a lot of us are walking around with all these nagging, you know, injuries, or there's crap going on with our body. We got high blood pressure and, you know, type 7 diabetes and all this crap. We're destroying our body because of our poor lifestyle choices and in a lot of situations. Now, some of the things, obviously, injuries and stuff that linger, maybe you've tried to rehab from them and you're just kind of stuck with some sucky condition for the rest of your life. Well, you can go ahead and count yourself out. You don't have any control over that, but we should be doing everything that we can in our day-to-day life, the way we live our lifestyle, the way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves, everything to, I guess, nurture or foster a strong and healthy, generally fit body. Okay, that's the first thing you need. The next thing that you need, check, I got that in the box. No injuries, no aches, pains, ailments, no medications, none of that bull crap. Next thing you need is a solid training plan. All right, you need to be trained. Okay, and if you've never done anything like this before, if you're thinking about doing something new, in whatever, you better find somebody that can train you. You ain't going to train yourself to do something that you've never done. You better find somebody that's done what you want to do and befriend them or hire them or do whatever you need to do to train you. You have to have a solid training plan prior to attempting to do something out of your wheelhouse. Okay? A lot of you guys think you can just watch what people do on Instagram and YouTube and you're just all good. You can train yourself. That's bull crap, man. I tell people all the time, the major difference between me and my competitors is training. I have spent the majority of my adult life training for something, intensely training for something, okay? Training counts, and it's got to be meticulously set forth by someone who knows the crap what they're doing, all right? You also have to have a trained mind. So you have to have a strong, healthy body. You have to have a physical training plan. You also have to have a trained mind. Okay? How do you get that? You get that through repetition. You get that through repetition. Doing hard crap over and over and over and over and over again. That is how you train your mind to think the right thoughts, to solve problems, to not get overwhelmed, to not get overextended. That is how you train your mind to become more patient, to stay present. You train your mind to be deliberate about the things that it's thinking about. It doesn't wander off on you and take control of your entire situation. You have to have a trained mind. All right? You can't go listen to a mindset seminar, come out of there and think you got a trained mind. I can talk to you about a trained mind all day long. You ain't gonna grasp it until you come train with me or somebody that's better than you or somebody who's qualified to take you to some new limit that you've never experienced. And you might suck, you might fail, but you're gonna learn some things about what you either did right or what you did wrong, what worked and what didn't work. Check. My mind is trained. You have to have a solid nutrition plan for race day. All right. Now, this is specifically to ultra running. You have to know what you can eat while you're out there. While I'll be out there running 250 miles. Obviously, this is going to take me a couple of days to do it. Not, this isn't a stage race or like this. This isn't some kind of race where you like run for a little while and stop and sleep. No, it takes a couple days to do it because it simply takes a couple days to run 250 miles even if you don't stop. You have to have it figured out what you can eat, what you're going to fuel your body with, what agrees with you when or your stomach when you're out doing stuff like this. These long races eventually become an eating contest. If you don't eat, you don't move. If you've ever came out and trained with me at the basic course, you probably are likely one of the people who learned this lesson the only way you can learn it. And the lesson is, if you don't eat and you don't eat the right things, you don't move. Period. You have no other choice. It's kind of like if you don't put gas, fuel, good fuel in your vehicle, it will not go. Your body's the exact same way. How do you figure out what you eat on these crazy long runs? What works for you? You figure that out in training. You figure that out. You eat this stuff when you're out running and you see how your stomach reacts to it. And it takes usually a couple years to get it dialed in. So, check. I have my race day nutrition dialed in. Have had it dialed in for a long, long time now. Nothing's changed. Next thing you need to have your gear figured out. All right. This particular race that we're running in Arizona starts off in 100-plus degree heat just north of Phoenix. And as we go north, we get into temperatures that are potentially below freezing, snow on the course, very remote trail at altitude, fully exposed. You have to have your gear dialed in. You have to know what layers that you need to have or not have, depending on the heat, the cold. You have to know how to be prepared for things like snow, wind, rain, all of this sun exposure. You have to have gear that's going to take you through those environments safely. You have to know how to use the gear properly, all right? You have to have it dialed in. You know why you have to have it dialed in? Because you think that you're going out here to run a 250-mile race. If you're up on a mountain somewhere in the middle of the high desert of Arizona at nighttime and you fall and break your dang femur, well, if you don't have your gear dialed in, if you don't have the gear that you need and it's below freezing, you'll lay there and freeze to death. Stop thinking that people are going to come and save you in life. You got to get it dialed in. That's why, dude, okay. Gear's dialed in, man. My life has depended on my gear being dialed in since day 1-1 of SEAL training. I understand the importance of gear. I don't cut corners on gear. I spend lots of money on getting the right gear, and then I learn how to use it, when to use it. It's extremely important. And it's probably an aspect of ultra running that most people don't have dialed in as well as they should. All right, next thing that you need. So gear, check, dialed in. This is part of the strong, healthy body. I've got it written in here. Recovery. I'm not talking about after the race is done. I'm talking about I put in a hard training block over the last 8-10 weeks of my life. That's the easy part. For me, the easy part is putting in the hard training block. Working, just grinding yourself into a powder, man. Just obliterating yourself. I absolutely love that. That's fun for me. But when you have a race on the calendar, once you get done with that, once you get through that hard phase of training, you have to then let your body repair itself before race day. This is the hardest part for me. It's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks. You literally go from training for 8 hours of day to not being able to run or train or push hard or do anything hard because you have to let your body repair itself. It's extremely difficult. It's the most mentally challenging part of a training block for me. It's been these last 2 weeks, letting my body heal, stretching, foam rolling, eating the right things, working mobility, and very simple exercises that are low impact, that simply engage the muscles, keep them live, and also help my body recover through my nutrition, my sleep, all of that good stuff, right? It's boring as crap. I absolutely hate it, but it's 100% necessary. So, what have I done to work through this? I've tried to maintain my daily schedule as it was while I was actually training. So, all of those recovery activities, what have I been doing? Well, the time that I would usually be training, so let's say in the mornings, a 3-hour run in the morning, I will go to the gym and stretch and foam roll and work with some bands with my hips and maybe get on the spin bike for a little while, nice and easy. And I'll spend 3 hours in the gym doing that, right? So I've tried to keep a schedule. I've tried to keep the same time blocks allotted to the recovery process, recovery exercises. I've tried to keep those time blocks filled with that recovery stuff instead of just being here at the house and being like, well, crap, I got all my work done today. You know, there's nothing that I need to do for work, and I can't run. I can't go out and lift weights. I can't do anything hard. And then you start getting in a bad place mentally, man. So I've tried to keep my schedule blocked out the same as it was even in those highly intense weeks of training, but obviously just doing different exercises. My body feels good. I'm ready to rock and roll. Recovery, I'm recovered from that hard training block. I actually got sick for a little while. The two hardest weeks I did, back to back, I pushed a little over the edge. And your immune system becomes weakened. Got a little sick. Got over that after about a week. And yeah, I'm good to go. I feel strong. There's nothing left to do but do the daggone work, man. Recovery check. If you got all those things, if you have a strong, healthy body, you have hired someone, a coach, some credible person to help you with the training process, if you've put in the reps to train your mind, if you have your diet figured out, you have your gear figured out, and you've given your body time to recover, there's nothing left to do but go and do the dang thing. Now, what's going to happen? These people ask me all these dang questions. Let's get to that. People ask me all these, when are you going to sleep? Who's going to do this? What are you going to do that? Look, man. Look. One of the most essential things on race day, when it's time to execute, one of the most essential things that you've got to be able to do as you move through this challenge, as we move through this 250 freaking miles on foot, we have to have the ability to adapt and overcome whatever we're faced with. All right? You cannot meticulously plan everything about a journey like this. You have to be able to adapt and overcome. Listen to your body. When are you going to sleep? I'm going to sleep when I feel like I'm too tired to keep moving. When are you going to eat? I'm going to eat when I know I need to eat. You know how you know you need to eat? Your stomach tells you, maybe you need to eat a little something. I'm not going to ignore that. When are you going to drink? You're going to drink when you need to daggone drink. You're not going to ignore that. What are you going to do if you get a big blister on your foot? Well, we're going to doctor it up, carry on. You have to be able to adapt. And if you think that you can meticulously plan every aspect of something that is this big, and let me tell you, I believe this applies to everything. I believe this is an essential ingredient if you're in business. If you think you can, do you think that I could have meticulously planned everything that's happened here at 307 Project, you know, over the last 3 years? Do you think I could have planned that out 3 years ago? Heck no, man. I couldn't even got close to it. All right, by the grace of God and by our ability to adapt, overcome, seize opportunity, that's what will keep you progressing. All right? And that's what we'll do out of this race. We have all the boxes checked. Now you go. You take things as they come. You execute. You adapt. You overcome whatever the challenge is. You make minor adjustments. You stay on top of problems before they become huge issues. Right? You seize opportunities. And that's how you get to the finish line. So, with all that being said, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee in anything in life. You guys know, I've told you 100 times, what does it mean to take quitting off the table? That means that you're committed to continue to move forward in the direction of your goal until something out of your control stops you. In other words, will not let you proceed. There are things that can happen in any race, in any event, in life in general. There are things that can happen even when you have all the boxes checked. Everything that you're in control of has been dialed in. All those things, your mind, your body, your food, your gear, all those things are dialed in. There are still things that can completely take you out. All right? And those things can be completely out of your control. Learn to live with that, man. Learn to live with it. If one of those things takes you out, is what it is, man. No shame in that. So, I pray that Jesus is glorified as we go out and push and use our bodies to do amazing things. I'm looking forward to sharing the story with you guys on the backside of this event. We'll be talking soon. I think you guys can track this thing on online, and they do live coverage and stuff. If you want to see where I'm at, just Google the race. Love you guys. Enough said.